All right, this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about faith. Before I do, I want to just share that the importance of faith that we need to walk with God. Why do we have faith? What is faith? That's what I want to talk about today. The ABCs of faith. Sometimes we get all worked up. Everybody says, oh, I know how faith works. And then we really don't know how it works, or we're not sure. Do you have faith? And sometimes I get people that say, well, I have faith. Well, how do you know you got faith? I can feel it, brother. We put it off onto feelings, and really our feelings don't have anything to do with our faith. It's not how we feel. It's what we really believe. What do we believe? See, faith is a substance. It's something that can be recognized. It's something that can be seen. You can know for sure that you have faith. You can know you have faith. And we're going to talk about that today. First of all, I'd like to turn to a few scriptures and see that the importance here of faith for a minute. Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says this. Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6. We'll be here for a few couple of times probably. So we'll be in Hebrews 11:6 and several other scriptures. So I hope you brought your Bible. We'll be turning. If you didn't bring it, tap on your, whatever you tap on your phone or however you do it. Praise the Lord. But I like to have the Word of God in my hands. Amen. This is my Bible. Amen. You can have what it says, right? All right. Amen. Let's put ourselves there. Verse 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Here we see that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. That means if you don't have faith, then you couldn't be saved, because it takes faith to get saved. It'd be impossible. But that faith came to you. Amen. And you were saved. Because you confessed the Lord. You believed that what the preacher said or what you heard was true, and faith came. So the first one here, we please God with our faith. That's what our faith can do. We can please God with our faith. Hebrews chapter 10, just one chapter back, verse 38, real close here. Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. And here we see that the just, the made righteous ones, how many have been born again? If you're born again, you've been made righteous in Christ. So therefore we are the just, and it says, now the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Everybody knows this one. If you've been around at all, you might know all of these scriptures. But it's important that we remind ourselves and we're certain of what we believe. Do I have faith? How do I know? What is it? Talking about the ABCs. And A right now is, what is faith? Okay. We see here in 5:7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Amen. We walk or live by faith. So we see that it's impossible we please God with our faith. We live by faith. Here he says we walk by faith, or we conduct our life by faith. Amen. And Ephesians chapter 6, let's go there. Ephesians 6:16. Ephesians 6, verse number 16 says this. Above all. Now here he's talking about the armor of God. Paul's giving them the instruction to take up the armor of God. And verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. So we could say that it is our faith that protects us. Amen. Faith has a purpose. It's not just there to be there. You must have it. We please God with our faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We protect ourselves with our faith. Now here in the verse 16, we see a word here I want to talk about just for a minute. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, if I'm going to take something, that is an action. Amen. Now, how many people ever go in your car and maybe you hide something of value in your car? Why do you hide it out of sight? So that no one can see it and they don't take it from you or be tempted to take it. Amen, right? Anybody ever done that? My wife, sometimes she'll hide her purse somewhere, you know, cover it up, you know, so no one sees it's there. Because if you can't see it, you can't take it. And if you don't know what faith is and you can't see what faith is, how are you going to take that shield of faith? We can't. We have to see it first. We have to know what it is. And the word taking, I looked this word up and it says to get into one's hold or possession by voluntary action. Okay, to get into one's hold, to get a hold of something, or what? To have possession of it by voluntary action. To take it, for example, to take an object out of a box. Here we have a box. If I took this out of here, there is an action involved. I, on purpose, took it out of there. I voluntarily went and took it out of there. Okay, we could say to take a pen and begin to write. If you grabbed a pen and you took that pen, right? You picked it up. You took it. Why? Because I saw it. I knew what it was. I understood, oh, that will write for me. That will help me. And faith, of course, we saw it will help us what? Number one, please God. Number two, walk with God. Walk by faith. Live by faith, right? We can protect ourselves with our faith. We walk and we don't see. We're not walking by sight. But we're walking by faith. So, taking. In order for me to possess faith, I'm going to have to take it. Because Paul said here in the 16th verse of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, taking the shield of faith. I'm going to have to voluntarily on myself pick up that shield. It's not going to get there by osmosis. It's not going to happen by accident. It's going to happen because I chose that faith. I saw what it was and I picked it up. You didn't get saved by accident. So you heard something and then you had to make that decision. When you believed that that was true, faith came. When you believed that Jesus died on that cross, when he paid the penalty for sin, that he was buried, rose again, he said, yes, I believe, and you came forth and you said, yes, Lord, be my Savior. I need you. I need a Savior. But we have to take that. We had to receive Jesus Christ as the Savior. Like you said, we became in possession of that salvation. So the faith shield will not come to you by force or by osmosis. We have to take it. It's not going to be forced on you. Faith's never been forced on anybody. God doesn't force it. But we can take it. If we can see and understand what is it. And each of us has to take that shield. if we want to possess it. It implies in order for us to take it, like I said, we've got to know what it is. We have to know what that is. So that must mean, it must mean, if we're going to take it, that it must be recognizable. Right? Can faith then be recognized? Amen. We know that that it is recognizable. Jesus recognized faith when he saw it in the Bible, remember? Let's turn to Mark 5, verse 34. I know what it says, but we'll read it. Mark 5, 34. And this is a story here about the woman with the issue of blood. And she had heard about Jesus, and so she's pressing in, and she had touched him and was made whole. And verse 34 says this, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So did Jesus actually do this miracle? Or did she receive that miracle because of her faith? The Bible says, Jesus said, it is thy faith, your faith that made you whole, ma'am. Your faith did this. Your faith pulled on the power of God. She began to act in faith. She may not have realized she was acting in faith. I think maybe it was a surprise to her. But she began to act her faith. And she began to say, if I could touch him, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And she, what? She pressed in to receive what she wanted. She pressed through the crowd. She did all she could. She said, I know if I could just touch him. And her faith was there. That's what she was believing. And some people say, well, are you talking about faith? You're talking about believing. I'm talking about the same thing. Because faith and belief is exactly the same. They're not different. And it's not that hard to really understand what faith is. So, we're talking here of ABCs of faith, and I said A is what faith is. We have to know what faith is. So what is faith? We looked the word up, faith. I looked it up in the Strong's here. It means a persuasion. A persuasion. That's what Strong says. And then I looked it up also in the Vines. It says a firm persuasion. So what is faith? Faith is a firm persuasion. Let's turn to Romans chapter 4. Faith is a firm persuasion. Romans 4, we see this in the life of Abraham here. Romans 4, 18. It says, therefore, wrong verse. Romans 4, 18. Hallelujah. It says, who contrary to hope? Now, Abraham was, you know, it said, or against hope. I think it says in the King James. This is the New King James. But it says, who contrary to hope, in hope, believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. He didn't consider it. Already dead, since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider the deadness of his own body. In other words, Abraham was past the age where he could have a baby. Sarah was past the age where she could have a child. She's already gone in the menopause or whatever it is women go through. Hallelujah. But he didn't consider that. He didn't think about it. He said, no, I'm not going to consider that. I'm going to use my faith. And what was his faith? He was fully, here in verse 17, and it is written, I have made your father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who contrary or against hope against all this hope, or contrary to hope. In hope he believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall thy descendants be. And being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. He became fully persuaded, didn't he? He was persuaded that God was able to do. Verse 21 says, and being fully convinced, fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Hallelujah. That God's able to perform. He didn't look at his body. He didn't look at what he saw. But he began to believe that what God said, you'll be the father of many nations, will take place. And I'm telling you, when you gain a firm persuasion of the Word of God, and we hold fast to what God has said, what you're believing for will come to pass. It will happen. If we don't quit, we don't lose heart. We don't stop. We continue to press on. We continue to move forward. We continue to believe what God's Word said. Abraham had all kinds of evidence here that it couldn't happen. But he didn't consider the evidence that it couldn't happen. He considered what God said. He said, God's word is my evidence. What God has said is what I believe. Hallelujah. Now, we'll go back here into Hebrews 11 where we were. A little bit further down. Hallelujah. Faith is important. And we can know what faith is. So far we've got faith is that firm persuasion. It is that firm persuasion. Abraham was fully convinced that God was able to perform what he said. Hallelujah. And when we are firmly persuaded that God's word is true, regardless of what we see, we don't base what we see. We don't base what we have on what we see. We're basing upon what God said. And we said, Lord, you said. Some of you have seen Jim in prayer. How come she does that? That's her faith speaking. God, you said. God said that he'll give us the city. God has said in his word that if we'll humble ourselves and pray. Amen. And turn from our wicked way. He's going to bring healing to the land. Amen. He's going to forgive and have mercy upon Canada. We're standing in that gap. Amen. And we can have these things. All right, Hebrews 11. I said verse 33, didn't I? All right. Kind of hard to start. Let's just start at verse 30. Back up just a couple verses here. Hebrews 11:30 says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. Hallelujah. What else happened? They subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, says quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheep's skins and goat skins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. And they're talking about there, the promise of Jesus Christ. They hadn't received the promise that God had said was coming to the earth, the Savior. They hadn't yet gotten saved even. He's saying here. So God, having provided something, what, better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. In other words, under the old covenant, they were walking by faith in the coming Messiah. And by faith, they subdued these kingdoms. By faith, they obtained promises. How much more you and I, we have a better covenant. We have great, better promises. We have received Jesus. And they have too. They became perfect by believing in the coming Christ. And what? The Bible says he went down and led captivity captive. He took them out of Abraham's bosom. He said, hey, I'm here. You're born again. You're a new creation. You can be saved. The Messiah has come, hallelujah, and he led them to, you know, to heaven. You know, he took them from there, the Bible says. He led captivity. They were captive there in a sense. I mean, I'm sure Abraham's bosom was wonderful and pleasant, and it was a great place to hang out, but then here comes the Messiah. Glory to God. It's time, guys. Woo! Can you believe that? They must have been excited. Amen. Our time's almost here. Jesus is coming again. Amen. You say, well, when's he coming? As soon as he gets here. No man knows the day nor the hour. He said, occupy till I come. Stay busy. Keep occupying. Get all we can in. And hallelujah, the trump's going to sound. You want him to come back sooner? Get somebody born again. Lead somebody to Jesus. That's our job. Amen. To be a witness, to be a testimony for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So some were, they were so persuaded here. They were so in faith and persuaded they raised the dead. They even had the dead in the Old Testament raised. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many ever heard of Elijah? Amen. And the woman, Shunammite woman, she come, her son, you know, Elijah had promised her the son and he died somehow. She goes see the prophet. What'd she say? She said, all is well. She said, what's wrong? He said, all is well. All is well. But the prophet knew. And he came. And she says, now, you gotta help me. You promised me this son, get him up. Let your faith rise. Amen. See, the Holy Ghost wasn't just on everybody under the old covenant. She had to go to the prophet. Because the Holy Spirit wasn't on every person. He was on the prophets, the priests, the kings. He would come upon them for great works. And the judges, you know, Samuel, you know, remember Samson, sorry. Samuel, he came on him too. He was a prophet. He went to David, remember? You know, came, I don't know, you might not want that prophet to come to you. What should happen to this man? David knows it's him. I've been found out, Lord. I killed somebody and I've been found out. Yet he had a heart after God. He wasn't yet born again either. But yet he knew some things. See, even under that covenant, they knew some things that were coming. They were sensitive. They could have certain things because the presence of God could come down upon the priests, upon the kings. And then it would fill the house. So people could taste of it, but it was all on the outside. It was all everything. There was nothing on the inside of them that knew God like we have. Amen. That was the promise they were waiting for, where God could move into you being the tabernacle of God. Hallelujah. Woo, that's good news. I could preach there some more, but we're going to keep moving. Amen. So what is faith? It's that firm persuasion. It is a conviction based upon what you have heard. Are you firmly persuaded? Are you convinced? Do you have your conviction in your heart? This is true based on what I have heard. What? From the Word of God. Amen. So if we're there, faith is simply what you believe. Faith and belief are the same thing. It's the same thing. Somebody says, well, do you believe? Well, in other words, do they have faith? Okay. Well, faith, we have to realize, am I firmly persuaded? Some people are not firmly persuaded. They've heard things, but they did not choose and did not realize this is true. You can hear truth, but if you never accept that truth for yourself, you say, I don't accept that as true, then you don't benefit from it, even though it's true. So we have to accept what God has said as true, like Abraham did. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Romans 10 for a minute. We're going to a lot of scriptures today. I know that. But we'll look at it again. We're just getting started. Because it's important. How many know it'd be important? If it's impossible to please God with something, we ought to be able to see what it is. Amen? Faith, and understand what faith is. Faith is being firmly persuaded. It's a conviction based on what you have heard and accepting that thing. Hallelujah. As truth. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, a lot of people understand that, and they know how faith comes. But I can take a lot of people, too, and I can say, well, what is faith? Well, that's when something just drops in my spirit and my heart, and I know it. Kinda. People have got all kinds of ideas. Well, that's when I can just feel it, brother. I just know because I feel it. I feel it deep in my bones. Well, your feelings do not produce faith. Faith is of the heart or of the spiritual man. It can be there and you can have all kinds of emotions run through your mind. You can have all kinds of feelings going by. You may be even have a few doubts in your brain, in your mind, but you believed what God said. How many people ever got saved? Gave your heart to Jesus? Has the devil ever told you, oh, you're not saved? You're not saved. You just said that. You didn't mean that. Amen. What's he doing? He's trying to steal what was planted in your heart. But he couldn't take it from you because it was real. Amen. He didn't get to take it from you because you said, no, no, no. And you found out this is what I did right here. Romans chapter 10. I'm going to back up just a little bit. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Let's look up here. Verse 13 says, for whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all, okay, amen, who bring the glad tidings. If you don't hear, he's saying here, how could they believe if they never heard? That's why we preach the gospel. We proclaim it, or we tell the gospel. To preach just means to tell it. I know Diana, she's got somebody all the time she's trying to tell the gospel to. Amen. Because that's our job. That's who we are. We want them to know. And if they don't hear, they cannot have faith to be saved. It is impossible to have faith without any knowledge at all, unless you hear. If you don't hear the gospel some way, whether it's read to you, whether you read it, whether in some way the gospel is brought to you and you hear it, then you can have faith to be saved because you have that choice at that point. So faith comes by hearing, we know that. But hearing is what makes believing possible. Faith and belief are in that same realm. They're used, what, interchangeably. Faith and belief are used interchangeably, even in the Word of God here. Faith and belief are the exact same thing. You'll always have a question, and here's our question. Do I have faith? And you'll have that question until you know what faith is. How are you going to be sure that you have something if you don't know what it is? Amen. It's true. Many times people say, well, do I have faith? Then I know they don't know what faith is. Faith is that firm persuasion. It's that conviction based on what you heard from the Word of God. When you heard the preacher, you heard someone tell you the good news of Jesus. Maybe it was your mommy or daddy. Jesus died for you. You need a Savior. You say, yes, I do. You realize that's true. I received Jesus. Faith came when you heard. The moment we hear, faith can come. If we'll accept, the moment we accept what we hear is true, faith begins to come. Faith comes. You know, we think, well, you know, you think somebody can be saved by hearing one message? Sure. They could be healed by hearing one message too. Jesus is the healer. See, the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, she heard of Jesus. And she said to herself, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Hallelujah. If I could just get my hand on that, I know the power of God's going to come on me. It's going to heal me. She heard that Jesus was the healer. See, a lot of times people hear that gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to, and then they can receive salvation, healing. Let's go to Matthew 9 for a minute. 9:27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Now here we see him saying, what do you? Do you believe that I can do this? And they said, yes, we believe, Lord. Yes. And he said, what? According to your faith, let it be to you. The believing in their faith was one and the same. Amen. That's the same thing. And that's what I'm trying to get us to see. Your faith is that firm persuasion. That is what you believe. Amen. And if I believe something, who can take it from you? Who can take away what you believe? Amen. Even the devil, if he lies to you enough, he might be able to deceive you out of it. But if you believe it, nobody can take it from you. When you're fully persuaded, faith comes. Faith is there. That's what faith is. I am persuaded. They were persuaded. Jesus is able to heal my blind eyes. Yes, Lord, I believe you're able to do this. He said, according to your faith, be it to you. According to what you believe, be it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith and belief. James chapter 2, 17 through 20. James chapter 2. I'm hurrying. Hallelujah. James chapter 2, verse 17. Hallelujah, says this. Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Hallelujah. You believe that there is one God. You what? Believe that there is one God. Hallelujah. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? So here we see again, We'll probably get back to the scripture another time when we're talking more about some of the other aspects here. But right now, I'm just trying to get us to see that he used the word faith and believe in the same way. He said, 19, you believe that there's one God. In other words, you've got faith in God. Amen. Their faith and their belief was one and the same. And many times people get that mixed up. They're not realize. I'm not saying everybody, and I'm not saying necessarily you. But I'm trying to get you us to understand. We want to know exactly what is faith, Pastor Doug. It is being firmly persuaded, a conviction based on what you heard. And what we're hearing is, what I'm talking about hearing is the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Many people understand that. They say, oh yeah, I understand. Faith comes by hearing. That's how faith comes. But what is it? It's being firmly persuaded. See, her sister was persuaded. She took the word of God. She says, I can believe that when I go and have this operation, there'll be no cancer. No more cancer. They'll get it all. That's it. Amen. That was where her faith was. That's okay. What's wrong with getting a little help? They weren't against her. They're trying to help her get well. See, healing still comes, whatever method that may be. And she felt led to get the operation and to go through this, you know, operation and get everything out of there, all the infection, any kind of thing that may be in there, cancer, whatever. And she says, this is going to be it. That's it. It's going to be done. That's what I'm believing God for. How many know? Hallelujah. So far, her tests come back negative. She's still going to get checked out by another doctor, which is great. We don't mind getting checked out by the doctor because we believe. Amen. We're not looking at the doctor's report. We're looking at the Word of God. What if the doctor said she had it? She still has the Word of God. And she say, Father, I'm persuaded that you are able. Hallelujah. My persuasion is, Lord, that your Word is true. And what I see is not true. That's what Abraham had. That's the faith that pleases God. The faith that pleases God says, yes, what you have said, Lord, is true. I've accepted as truth. You, Lord Jesus, I've confessed you as my Savior. You are my God. And I know that all things are possible with you. See, faith and believing is one and the same. And many times it gets labeled, as we said, different ways. By feelings, you know, by our senses are never going to tell us we have faith. What you feel and all that's not going to tell you have faith. There's only one way to know whether we have faith, and that's this, the Word of God and what God has said. And when I accept as truth what God has said, faith has come. When I accept as truth what God has said, faith has come. And I can say, oh, I know what God said. And I can stand on that. And I can say, hey, God said, if I would what? If he lies to you and tells you you're not saved, what do we say? No. You wouldn't say, oh yeah, you're right, devil. We don't have a problem with that. But when he tries to bring a symptom back onto our body, and he says, oh, you're not healed. See, you can feel that. No, I resist you in Jesus' name. Why? Because of what God's Word has said. No. Hands were laid on me at church. The power of God went into me and I am healed. Because of what Jesus said. Amen. Hallelujah. I have faith in what He has accomplished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're saved, what? By grace through faith. We're saved by grace through faith. Not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Why? Because we believed. We believed who Jesus was, and that's saving faith. And then also, you know, it's the same thing in any area of our life as we've been looking at today. The woman with the issue of blood. Jesus says, thy faith made you whole. And your faith can make you whole. Can put a demand upon the power of God. And it will come and change the circumstance in your body, and you will be made whole. So who knows what faith is today? Do we understand what faith is? Faith is that firm persuasion. It's being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he will perform. That's what Abraham believed. That's what David believed when he went to kill the giant. That's what Daniel believed in the lion's den. That's exactly what Samson believed. I'm able. Hallelujah. That's what they believed when they marched around the wall of Jericho. That's what Rahab believed when she put the red thread in the tower. That's exactly what the Old Testament saints, they believed in the promise of God and the coming Messiah. And we believe in the Messiah that has come. In the sacrifice that Jesus made, that he purchased for us, that he became sick in our place. He paid the penalty. He took our sickness. He took our sin. And he put it at that cross. He bore it in our place. That we need not bear it. And we have every ability to believe him for it. When we hear the word of God, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. But when we accept what he has said is true, faith has come. Amen. Let's stand up. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the truth that faith, we can be firmly persuaded. We can know what it is, Father. We can take our faith, Lord, and we can use our faith, Lord, to please you, to walk with you, to protect ourselves, to obtain promises, Lord, to stand with you, Lord, and to walk with you in truth. Oh, Father, we thank you that we can know what it is. That, Lord, we don't have to wonder whether or not we have faith. We can know it. Am I firmly persuaded? Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for that truth. And we thank you for the faith that has been given to us, Lord. That faith will see us from here to the time that you return, Lord. And it will see us through this life. And every obstacle we face, Father, we can gain faith, Lord, in that area of our life. And we can come out a victor, Lord, because you cause us to overcome with our faith. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We help us, Holy Spirit, to put it into action, to let that truth, Lord, that, hey, I have faith. I've got faith in me. Yes, my faith is there because I believe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.